Bitcoin spot ETFs bleed 635 milliliters. In a single day U.S.-listed spot, Bitcoin ETFs saw $635 million in net outflows in a single trading session, according to data flagged by CoinDesk on May 14, 2026. The pull marks one of the sharpest one-day exits since the products launched and lands while BTC trades at $79,874, down 1.47% over 24 hours as of May 14, 2026. The CoinDesk report frames the move as a clear cooling of institutional appetite rather than panic selling. Spot products had been absorbing steady weekly inflows for much of the spring rally, so a six-figure million reversal in a single session breaks that pattern. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 47, squarely in neutral territory, which fits the picture of allocators trimming exposure rather than capitulating outright. A single-day flow that breaks the recent pattern spot Bitcoin ETF flows had been running positive for several consecutive weeks before this print. A $635 million outflow concentrated in one day rather than spread across a week is the more notable read here. Daily ETF flow numbers are aggregated across roughly a dozen issuers, so a print of this size implies that more than one large allocator hit the sell button on the same session. The price reaction has been measured rather than severe. BTC's 24-hour change of 1.47% suggests the broader spot market is absorbing the redemption pressure without a cascade. ETH is down 1.27% to 2,072, BNB off 1.22% to 669.82, and XRP 1.69% lower at 1.43. SOL is the weakest of the majors at 4.32%, but that has more to do with the Trump-Xi Beijing meeting flow than ETF mechanics. The mechanics behind ETF redemptions and spot pressure. Spot Bitcoin ETFs hold actual BTC at custodians like Coinbase Custody and Fidelity Digital Assets. When net redemptions hit the funds, authorized participants typically deliver back ETF shares in exchange for the underlying BTC, which is then sold into the market by market makers covering the unwind. That mechanical selling pressure can amplify intraday price moves, especially in thinner overnight liquidity windows. The flip side is also true. The strong cumulative inflow base built up since January 2024 acts as a price floor of sorts, because issuers need to physically hold the BTC backing every share. Even with a $635 million outflow, the aggregate ETF holdings remain a multi-hundred billion dollar position. One day of redemptions does not dent that base materially. Macro context behind the rotation. The outflow lands in a week loaded with macro and geopolitical headlines. Trump and Xi open trade talks in Beijing this week. The UK economy is flagging risk from spillover effects of the Iran war, and Rubio publicly pressed China to pressure Iran. Those are the kind of cross currents that prompt institutional desks to de-risk overnight. Reducing crypto beta is a standard playbook when geopolitical tail risk rises. Add to that the Kevin Warsh confirmation as Fed chair and the Senate's pre-markup scramble on the crypto market structure bill, and the picture for May 13th trading is one of allocators trimming exposure into uncertainty rather than reacting to anything Bitcoin specific. Implications for traders and longer horizon allocators. For shorter term traders, the single day outflow is a signal to watch for follow through. If the next two or three sessions print further net redemptions, the spring inflow regime has clearly turned. If flows revert positive within the week, this looks more like a one-off rebalancing tied to month-mid positioning than a structural shift. For longer horizon allocators, the headline number matters less than what survives over a 30-day rolling window. Cumulative net inflows since launch remain firmly positive, and the products have weathered worse single-day prints in past cycles without losing their core thesis. The institutional allocation story is still intact, just with a colder data point on the tape this week. For crypto card spenders, the connection is indirect but real. When BTC and ETH prices drift down, cashback rewards denominated in those tokens stretch a little less in fiat terms. Cards that pay in stablecoin rewards or have a no-FX markup structure are less exposed to these intraday swings, which is worth keeping in mind during volatile weeks.